إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. I want to remind myself and you, there used to be a game called musical chairs. So some music would be played and then there would be chairs kept in a circle. And then you would run around them, and when the music stopped, you had to grab a chair and sit in it. And if you were left out without a chair, then you were out. The reason I was thinking of that is because this is what life is. Life is around the musical chairs. And when the bell rings, or when that music stops, if you are caught without a chair, you are out. And that is why if you see the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the meaning of which, the man came before him and he made dua and he said, "O Allah, make the last of my days the best of my days, and make the last of my deeds the best of my deeds." Rasulullah ﷺ said Ameen, and he said he has made a good dua. Now if you think of this dua that the man made, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it for us, make this dua for us also. If you look at this dua, the only way that you can assure yourself that your last deed is the best deed is to consider every deed to be the last deed. Because we don't know which is the last deed. You don't know when the music will stop. So every deed has to be the last deed. And the reason I use this example of musical chairs is because the consciousness that this music can stop at any minute, and that I have no control over stopping the music. The control of the music is in somebody else's hand. And that person is going to stop this music without warning. That consciousness is very high. I mean, I think maybe it's, I don't know how many, 40 years or something. Or maybe more than that, not even 40, maybe 45 years or more since I ever played that game, because we used to play it as little kids. But I still remember that sense of anxiety of when will this music stop and will I be caught without a chair. Now if we transfer that same level of consciousness to our lives and say that since Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you will be resurrected in whichever state you died in, doing whatever it is that you were doing, then it will be impossible to do anything wrong. And may Allah make that for us. Because if we are caught doing something, if we die doing something wrong, then we will be resurrected in that state. May Allah save us from that. And may Allah decree that we die in a state when we are doing something which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we will be resurrected in that state, inshallah. So if you think about this and say, may Allah make the last of my deeds the best of my deeds, and the last of my days the best of my days, and the only way of assuring this is to treat every deed as if it is the last deed, and to treat every day as if it is the last day. And if you seriously think about this, this is our aqidah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when I make salam on the right side, I am not certain that I will complete the salam on my left side. And he said, when I eat and I put a morsel of food in my mouth, there is no certainty that I will swallow this food. No certainty. I was in the UK once, and we were in Jamaat, and we went to, I think Nuneaton was the town. I forget the name now, it was Nuneaton or Leicester or one of the places. And the local people, they said that one of our brothers who is a musalli of this masjid, he passed away. So let us go and for taziyat to his house. So we went. And one of the brothers, he said, how did it happen? Because this man who died was a young man. He was in his either early 40s or not even 40. So his elder brother, whose house we went to, his elder brother brought a plate, and in this plate there was a piece of roti and there was some salan, there was some curry. We went there the day after the person died, so this was the next day. So this brother, when we asked, when somebody asked him, how did your brother pass away, he brought his plate. And he said, my brother used to drive a taxi, and it was his practice to come home for lunch. And my mother was living with him at the time. And he said that their normal practice was that he and my mother used to sit on the dastarkhan, on the table, on opposite each other. And they would, he said, Hamari Bahu, that is his wife, the brother's wife, used to make hot parathas, and she would bring the roti, and they would eat, the mother and the son. So he said, on that day, my mother was sitting opposite my brother, and they were eating, and my brother broke this piece of roti, and he put this roti in the curry, and he rubbed it in the curry. So he said, my mother told him, why are you playing with that thing? Eat your food. And he said, Ma jaan ja rahi hai. He said, my mother, I'm dying. And he died. Just like that. And they showed us this plate with the roti and the salan in it and the curry in it. He said, oh, Punjabi people. So he said, Hamari maa ne bola, ke tu khane se kyun khel raha, khao. वो बोलता है लड़का बोलता है लड़का क्या वो 40 साल का था वो बोलता है माँ मेरी जान जा रही है वो मर गया जस्ट लाइक दैट एंड दे शोड अस दिस पीस ऑफ ब्रेड एंड दे शोड अस दैट प्लेट इट हैड हैपेंड द प्रीवियस डे सो दे हैड केप्ट इट एंड आई रिमेंबर द हदीस ऑफ रसूल सल्लम वेयर ही सेड दैट इफ आई पुट अ मॉर्सल ऑफ फूड इन माई माउथ आई कैनॉट बी श्योर दैट आई विल सॉल्व इट So graphic, so absolutely clear in front of you. So I remind myself and you that when we say that the last of our deeds, then let us treat every single deed of ours as if it is the last. And ask ourselves, if I die in this state, will it be a good thing or not? Alhamdulillah, if we die in a state where we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing something after having prayed Fajr in the masjid in Jamaat, Alhamdulillah. What more can we ask? And let us ensure that we stay away from everything which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as I said, every single deed of ours can be the last. Every single deed. And every single day that we open our eyes in can be the last day. We do not know that today we will actually live to see the end of the day. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make every day of ours the best of our days and every day, every deed of ours the best of our deeds, so that if that happens to be the last day and the last deed, then it will be the best of our deeds and the best of our days. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.